The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we want to talk about the audience out there for Irish language films and whether those audiences are growing. And I'm joined in the studio by the director of the new Irish film, Bocha, Ruan McGann. You're very welcome. Lovely to have you with us.
Gurmil Mahagut, Clare.
So, on Colleen Kuhn was the huge hit in Irish, did brilliantly well, and we all know it and we all saw it because we were told it was brilliant and off we went and enjoyed it. Has it changed the dynamic, do you think, when it comes to getting stuff made in Irish?
Oh yeah, undoubtedly. It's great to be here because Seachtain na Gaeilge is going on, and that's how Bocha is being released this Friday. And yeah, it's part of this incredible resurgence of the language that's been particularly seen in film of the last five, seven, 8 years. And all of it stems from Tichy Cathair and the courage and the vision that the people who set up Tichy Cathair had. 25, 26 years ago.
Do you put it down to that, or what has happened over the last 7 years or so, as you say?
Well, I mean, it's a bunch of things. I put it down to people even before Tichy Cathair, the people who sort of did the protests in Connemara for that Radio na Gaeltacht would be started, the people who set up Cultúrlann in Belfast. They kind of laid the foundation for what we're now seeing today. So without them, there would be no Tichy Cathair, there would be no Arna G. And then there's the whole Girl Skull thing. And I remember years ago working with David McWilliams, and you know, you could sort of take a wry look at the Girl Skull in about 15, 20 years ago, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've become part of the firmament. And so that generation, I think, has grown up. And then with all of that, there, I suppose, comes a certain amount of presence and a strength and a vibrancy to the language that mm-hmm. we're now seeing today.
Can I talk to you about people speaking Irish? People like me, for example, you know, I'm from County Laois. I learned my Irish in school. Mm-hmm. I was good at it. I did debating in Irish. You know, I could hold my own. Then I became very nervous as I stopped using it to speak Irish. And even today, I can think in Irish and I can understand what you're saying. But the nervousness hasn't left me when it comes to trying it out. Now, I think the generation coming behind me are far less nervous about using their Irish. Would you agree?
Yeah. No, Tán Cártaigh, Tán Fáibcéan, I have the same problem. So I was reared in Irish. Myself, my brother, Malcolm McGann, and my sister, Liadhan, and my brother, Riach, all of us had Irish growing up. But by the time I was 12 or 13, I'd stopped speaking it because it wasn't cool. And I sort of came back to the language through working in film and television because Tichy Cathair started out, and I wrote them a letter, said I might make a documentary for you, and they said, yeah, come on in. And gradually, Diagarniag, Honiware, Ashgadi and Tanga, I came back to the language.
Mm-hmm.
And like making Bocha, for example, last year in Connemara, you're working with 50 people, Oscailn, Hamid Adenov Clar, Oscailn, Tá Fuinneamh a Buintlisín. There's a strength and a power to working in your own native language. It's incredible. I mean, there's a magic there. And you sort of end up, you know, with like a creative family all working through Irish. And that's
you
just
didn't
a beautiful thing.
I mean, your Irish is wonderful. You didn't feel out of place there, where I'm sure there was hardly a word of English spoken.
Connemara people now are odd.
You said that, not me.
No, but in all seriousness, not at all. And what was interesting on Bocha is that we were from all parts of Ireland. So people from Connemara, people from Dublin, people from Waterford. And so there's a melange of different styles of speaking the language, mm-hmm. but that doesn't matter. We also, with Bocha, went to a great amount of trouble to create a sort of non-Gaeltacht Conuant. So they're not from any specific part of the country. And that means the Irish in Bocha is much more accessible to a mainstream audience.
Oh, glad to hear it, because sometimes you can feel excluded when you just don't understand the Irish that people are using.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great that perhaps you have the lowest common denominator in there when it comes to language. I want to talk about Bocha and the story because I was reading about it last night. It is fascinating. I really want to see it, and we will be able to see it coming towards the end of the week when it's out. What is it about?
It's about a girl, a woman called Peggy, who's trying to save her family bar. It's set in the 1970s. Just come for the whole look of it alone. The costumes they wear, the cars, it's just, it looks fantastic. And Peggy's struggling to keep the bar alive because her siblings want to sell it. They want the money. They have different dreams than her. But her dream is to keep the community going, keep the bar going. And then one day a body turns up at the side of a lake and this changes everything. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to come see the film to see why.
To see what happens.
But the mystery literally touches every single character in the film.
And where did the story come from?
Sheena Lambert wrote a novel some years ago called The Lake, and she adapted that novel into this film. And she's a fluent Irish speaker as well, so she also wrote the script in Irish. It has people crying and has people laughing as well. So it's a magical, I suppose, endeavour to try and achieve that in the film, and we seem to have done it.
So does it have an aspect of the thriller in there as well?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, it's a murder mystery. Mm-hmm. It gets launched. It gets released on Friday, and it'll be all over the country. I have to say, we're a tiny little baby indie film up against all the big, big studio films.
That's
so come and see it.
Yeah, you need the support.
Yeah, we need the support. But it's already won a bunch of awards around the world, in America, in Ireland, won the Galway Film Fla. So it's having an incredible degree of success.
And now, coming back to Irish and what has changed, there was a survey out this morning telling us that it is women under the age of 35 who are very willing to start using and learning their Irish. There's great hope in that, isn't there, for the language?
Yeah, I mean, Hamshid and Clachta are wrong in a girl in the niche. I'm going back to classes. And because the thing we need to do is just say a few words every day in the smallest way. And that gives the little bit of liafacht, gives it that fluency that we're looking for. Because I agree with you, we're kind of nervous about speaking it. I don't know what that thing is. We can do university courses on that.
Yeah, exactly. That goes back a long way, I would imagine. You know, there's an intergenerational issue there. But I love to hear that people are happy to go in and order a cup of coffee in Irish now, and they don't feel scared or nervous about doing that in the way that maybe we did.
I see it with my kids as well. They speak it without any problem with their friends, and they'll go in and out of Irish. And they don't feel, you know, once you start speaking Irish, you have to go on then and finish a sentence even. You can sort of wander in and out of it. And oddly or beautifully, when I was working on this film in Connemara, I found that the people in Connemara do that naturally. It's just the way they are. They flow in and out of English and Irish without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your brother, who I knew well, and I often spoke to him about his books. He is such a loss to all of us, but in particular, I'm sure, for you and your family. But the work continues, because there is some work that we're going to see from him coming through in the next little while.
It's it's been incredible to see the outpouring of love towards Moncon. I had an odd experience recently. The estate kindly asked me to read 32 words for Field. So I had to dive into the book in a way I'd never expected. Of course I'd read it, but I had to learn the book. So I spent about 6 weeks doing it, because I just felt I needed to honour him properly. So that's just been released this week. And 32 Words of Field has just been released in America this week as well. His journey is, I think, only just starting.
Do you? Why do you say that?
Well, I've just flown in this morning, so I'm a little bit I'm jet lagged, because I just came in this morning from Washington and listened to The Land Speak, which is a documentary that Crossing the Line made on that book, about that book of Moncon's, was playing over there, and it was a packed house in Washington. And the love towards Moncon over there is just extraordinary to behold. And last night there were people standing up, delivering wonderful speeches, narrations about him in the after festival party.
That must be wonderful for you to see that.
Well, he seems to have touched, he's definitely touched some interesting nerves, hasn't he? And people are thinking, and there's a lot of different artworks being created at the moment by different people all over Ireland based on their sense of him.
Because, you know, when you lose somebody, you do feel like the door has closed. I mean, given what you've just described there, the door is open almost.
I think we were very, I mean, in the last 6 weeks, we did a lot of talking, Moncon and myself, and he was very, very keen that, great if people remembered him, but more that people might remember what he was on about. He was very, very strong about this. So just to remember to love each other, love culture, love the language, love spirits, love the bees. And these are the things he wanted us to, he sort of felt, look, there's a path, go walk the path now. That's very much what he said.
Well, look, let's come back to Boccia. We remember him, of course, but looking to the future, and Boccia is out. It's being premiered this week, is it?
Yeah, it gets launched on Friday. In fact, I think Thursday in Waterford. There's a bunch of screenings around the country where there's Q&As afterwards on Thursday and Friday, so look them up. I think it's going to be in about 25 cinemas around the country.
Right.
Please come. Tar agus biach am untachagav.
There's no excuse for any of us. Thank you so much for coming in. Straight off the plane as well. We really appreciate it. That's the director of Boccia, Ruan McGann.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.